Is this thing on? Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. Hey, y'all. What's up? And welcome back to Bliss on Repeat Podcast, where we talk everything lifestyle, relationships, and helping you change your mindset to improve your life. We are hella relatable. And if this is a vibe you feel that you can get into, be sure to check out this episode and come back each and every week for your weekly dose of bliss. Holla! Hey, y'all, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of Bliss on Repeat Podcast. We're doing another quick one today. I wanted to come on and talk about my daily dose of bliss. So if you're not following me on Instagram, make sure you follow me at Bliss on Repeat Podcast. Monday through Friday, I actually post a daily dose of bliss. So it's an affirmation or a statement or just an empowering it could be an empowering quote, just something to get your day started off right. So I do this Monday through Friday, and I try to do it in the morning as best as I can. But listen, so what I've decided to do is, because I've been getting so much good feedback, I've been getting text messages, I've been getting people reaching out to me saying, hey, I'm really enjoying this, because I'm also posting it on my personal Facebook page as well. So what I decided to do was like, look, if people are enjoying this and they want to have more conversations around it, I am going to drop my daily dose of bliss. Once I post it, I am just going to go ahead and break down my thought process for why I wanted to actually, what I wanted to talk about today, whether it's the quote or whether it's a statement. So today we have a statement, y'all. And this came about because we all get to that point where we feel like we've been doing everything that we need to do, but that thing that we're desiring is not here yet. So whatever goal that you're working toward, I know we've all been there where we feel like our mind is where it needs to be. We feel like our finances is where it needs to be. We feel like we're taking the steps that we need to take, but for some reason, things just keep falling through the cracks. And so we decide to we go in this mode of getting discouraged. And I just felt like that, and I wanted to uplift myself so that I can stay on the path of actually not cheating myself out of my journey. So the daily dose of bliss says, never doubt the power of divine timing. You never know how quickly life can turn around for you. You have not been forgotten. And when your success season opens up, be in position to receive. Wow, right? So that's what I decided to come up with today as I was just going through my morning meditation. That was really on my heart. And I wanted to break it down because I think it's so powerful to remember that, listen, what I ordered is specifically for me. And so even if I see other people around me in their winning season and getting their blessings, it does not count me out. Okay? That's the first thing that we need to remember. You are not forgotten. And so I don't want anyone to ever doubt the power of divine timing and the power of what you order specifically, because you can get something, but if you're desiring for a specific goal, it may not be exactly what you wanted. You may be looking for a specific house in a specific area or have specific things within that house, but I just don't want you to settle for just any house because you're trying to check the box and get to that goal. Because again, you're cheating yourself out of the journey. And so I want everyone to remember that divine timing is a perfect timing for you. And on to the next point, you know, with stating that you've not been forgotten. And when your success season opens up, be in position to receive. And what I had to remember and what I want to tell everyone is that when we are in a waiting period for things that we know are for us, this is something that has been revealed to us, or this is something that we've been working toward, and we're so close. And again, we see everyone else, we see things around us happening for other people. We tend to feel like, okay, what's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? Except everything, right? We tend to get down on ourselves or just be discouraged. We may get frustrated and want to put it down. But I think that's the time that we need to really persevere or stop for a second and give ourselves grace and just be grateful in the moment. Because if you actually look at where you are, you can really be appreciative of the journey that you've done, all the steps that you've taken, starting with your mindset, starting with you making a decision and then making better decisions to get to where you want to be. You don't want to cheat yourself out of that process. And you don't want to consume that process with negative experiences either. Because what's the joy of going through all of that just to get what you want? And then you're resenting the entire journey, right? So understand that you haven't been forgotten. I had to tell myself that. I haven't been forgotten. And I just need to make sure that I'm in position so that when my success season gets here, I am mentally prepared. I am already thinking of the best possible solutions. I'm already celebrating myself. I am not going to self-sabotage. I'm not going to think that it's a hoax. I'm not going to think that the other shoe is going to drop. I'm going to allow myself to celebrate with no regrets. I'm going to allow myself to receive it, right? So I also want to be wise once I get this thing because I don't want to fumble the bag, okay? No one wants to wait for something. I know you don't want to wait for something for a long time and then get to it and fumble the bag because you didn't do your research, because you weren't wise with the choices that you were making with whatever it is. And once you get it, it's probably something that you want to keep or something that you want to grow. So you also need to have that wisdom to be able to scale this thing or to make this thing work for you so that it is fulfilling. So I said that to myself, like, you know what, if it takes me a little more time to go through this journey, to do more research or to learn something else, so that once I get this thing, I'm accurately prepared for it mentally, financially, emotionally, I'm fine with that. And it took me a long time to say that, but I'm actually at the point where, you know, I'm cool with that, because if this is something that I'm going to treasure and I know it's going to be a blessing, I'm not going to fumble it. Okay. Because I've done that in the past, right? Wanting something so fast and then getting it and then fumbling it, it's the worst feeling ever. And so that's why I wanted to talk about this and I wanted to post it today, because I never want anyone to give up right at the point of your overflow. Like, you're right at the point of your overflow, and I don't want you to give up, and I don't want you to be frustrated, and I don't want you to make a rash decision out of desperation, okay? I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt that what you desire is going to come, and it's going to be perfect for you, and it's going to be in a perfect timing. I want you to be okay with your journey, and I want you to enjoy your journey so that you don't rob yourself of that. Don't rob yourself of the present moment. You'll never get another time like this, right? So enjoy it while it's here. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode. I love doing these, so I'm going to do these more often. And if you like it, let me know. Again, follow me on socials and let me know what you want to hear more about. Send me comments. If you have my phone number, y'all can text me. Just show love. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Until next time, which may be in a few days, I will check in with y'all then. But until then, y'all already know the vibes. It's top tier energy. Woo! Now that was a good episode. Thank y'all for tuning in once again to Bliss on Repeat Podcast. Now I need y'all to do something for me. If you want to be a part of the family, please feel free to subscribe to our socials. We are Bliss on Repeat Podcast on Instagram and on TikTok, as well as on Facebook. If there is a situation or a scenario you want me to read and respond to on the podcast, feel free to email us at blissonrepeatpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also connect at the email if there is a particular podcast episode you would like to hear, or if you want to be a guest. You know how it is. We love our people. So don't forget to follow us, connect with us, and subscribe to all of our social medias and also this podcast. Go ahead and hit subscribe right now. Thank y'all so much for all you do. You know what we're doing each and every week. We're providing quality content and always giving you that top tier energy. Peace out.